It's kind of a do-it-yourself approach. You guys want to pay some reparations today? You want to pay some reparations?
I'm assuming slavery of some sort.
Do you have anything to explain slavery?
I have to explain slavery?
It's a payment for the work of my great-great-grandfather who was enslaved by people related to you. I'll write your receipt.
Panhandling is a vulnerable and risky act. When I see a panhandler, I wonder, what is it like to realize it has come to this? To place your body on a street corner and ask for money. When I think of the issue of reparations for slavery in this country, I think Black people are in a similar position to the panhandler. It has come to this. Every time I see a Black person living on the street, I think about slavery. I think about a country where so many Black people are on the street, in poverty, and in prison. I think about reparations.
I'm a little not ready. Just got myself a nice hot tea, and I'm going to look for a spot to sit.
I look for a spot with a lot of foot traffic. I give money to other panhandlers and make sure I don't interfere with their work.
I do not know where to sit. I don't see any other panhandlers. Big American flag ahead. I should probably sit right under that.
Sometimes I tape an American flag over my mouth. I become a living flag, staking my claim to this country.
I don't know if I have this in me right now.
I sit down, get out my can.
All right, I can do this.
I wear a sign around my neck that says 200 plus years of slavery in the United States. I place a sign in front of my can that says reparations accepted here.
Pay some reparations today? Very simple. I'll write you a receipt. Oh, thank you. Would you like a receipt?
I don't need a receipt. Thank you.
Okay. You have a good day.
So far, I've panhandled in Portland, Chicago, New York, and Boston.
Would you guys like to pay some reparations today?
A body on the street is not invisible. But there's a moment when we choose to honor or ignore that person. We look past people on the street, much as we ignore and dismiss aspects of history. When I panhandle for reparations, every person who passes me gets the chance to honor or ignore that history.
So $5, William.
I don't, okay, I see what you're doing.
Yeah, this, you can send this to the IRS and you can write it off on your taxes.
Okay, well, by God.
$5 on donation. October 29th.
Many Black people I met while panhandling told me they have given up on the idea of reparations. Few believe that white people would even admit that they benefit from slavery.
I think it's a foregone concept that will never come to fruition. I don't know how much difference it would actually make. I think it would be more of a gesture of goodwill. But I think just for your mental state, I think that would make a difference to African Americans that the government acknowledged it and is trying to do something. I think that would make a difference.
And cash? There you go. Thanks. Would you like a receipt?
Sure.
Okay. Did you give me 20 cents?
I, being an American, unfortunately have to admit that we are still a racist country, and we know that minorities do not get a fair shake in this country, and it's time that we did something about it. And the blacks always get the short end of the stick, so I'm all for reparations.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Good. You know about reparations?
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
I think it's good, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Really? Here. I'll make it happen for you right now.
No,
I'm paying Black people for their reparations. Some white person gave this to me, so I'm giving it to you.
So today I gave away $3 to other African Americans, and it was really exciting for them to get their first reparations payment from me. I like that.
Collecting from white people payments for Black people. What do you think of that? Do you want one? Come here. Come here. There's your first reparations payment for slavery. Yeah.
You giving money to everybody?
I'm giving money to you, yeah.
What's the catch?
There's no catch.
Yeah. It's always a catch. I ain't giving money for nothing.
Your ancestors worked hard for that. You should get some money. Well, I'm collecting some reparations payments, and here, I can make a payment to you. For the work of our ancestors. No, but that's what I'm doing. I'm collecting it from white people, and I'm giving it to Black people. There you go. What do you think of that?
Yeah. What to do with mine?
I would put it in an account that bears interest.
Good idea, too.
I'm just getting the work done, you know what I mean? Getting the job done. Don't spend it all in one place.
Panhandling is not big business. Most people who paid gave a dollar or whatever change they had in their pocket. Every day I do it, I am so humbled, so thankful I don't have to pay for my meals this way. My first day in Portland, I made $16.32. In each city after that, I made between $10 and $15. After four cities, I collected and reallocated about $75 in reparations.
I'm collecting reparations.
Get some of my money back.
You don't have to pay.
I don't have any black power.
There you go.
For what?
Slavery.
Oh.
No, it's a reparation. Look, this Zachary here made the payment to me, and I'm giving it to you.
Thank you.
From a white American to a black American.
When I sit on the street, my head is right at the level where people carry a shopping bag.
Did you all want to pay some reparations today? Reparations? You can pay right here. Did you guys want to pay some reparations today? Or you could shop?
My first day, a woman screamed at me that I was uneducated. Another man told me I wasn't living in reality. All that white rage can be a lot to handle.
If you want reparations or you want something to do with slavery, don't sit on the side of the street and bum money. It's dumb.
She and her group should, you know, go to work to better themselves as opposed to trying to get reparations for past deeds to their people.
I know they were mistreated and maybe they deserve something, but to sit there and beg for it on the street corner, I'm not too classy.
I think it's my personal responsibility to repair people for things that were inflicted upon them a couple of centuries ago.
How can you fix that injustice? You can't with money or anything else.
It's a completely irresponsible idea. We corrected the wrongs as we went along. It's un-American, it's unconstitutional, and it's dead wrong.
You want to pay some reparations?
People always ask me if my work has a sense of hope. I respond that I'm just engaging reality, offering real chances for dialogue. One of these moments happened in Harlem. A black man complained to me about white people and their lack of respect. Then a white woman came up and paid $2 in reparations. He was shocked.
Okay. That's the first time I've actually heard somebody say
it's
that.
It's true, though.
He said he'd never heard a white person care about black people. He continued to listen, and eventually he asked her for a hug. The two embraced as I watched from the sidewalk below.
Who says we can't all get along?
Do you all want to pay some reparations today?
Collecting reparations, you can pay right here.
You want to pay some reparations? Hey folks, it's time to pay some reparations. You can pay right here.
Damali Ayo produced this story about her street performance as a panhandler with Dime Roberts.